Riverside, Rent and Charges 2017. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. The information enclosed is from your landlord and gives notice of your new charges from the 3rd of April 2017. It is a legal requirement to send you specific information about this in writing, but we hope this is a helpful summary to make it more accessible for you. Contents. 1. What's included with this letter? 2. What you need to do next? 3. Paying your charge. 4. If you claim housing benefit. 5. If you claim universal credit. 6. Is there a simpler way to pay? Podcasts or CD. Did you know you can get lots of information from us, including this recording, as a podcast? We're listed on iTunes and you can use your stream of choice. Get in touch or visit www.riverside.org.uk/podcast to find out more. If you like it, please let us know. You don't need alternative formats posting out anymore. Audio cassettes are an older technology and are getting harder and more expensive to buy, so we'll need to provide an alternative. We'll try to contact you before making any changes to make sure we find the best option for you. 1. What's included with this letter? We've tried to summarise as much of the letter as possible here, but you may have included in your letter: A. A front sheet showing the amount of your new charges. B. The reverse giving some helpful information. And C. A colour insert that helps explain any action you might need to take. If you pay a service charge, a second sheet will show information about it. Some types of tenancy agreement mean we also need to send you a specific legal notice of your new charges. 2. What you need to do next. Please follow the advice here and take any action needed to pay your new charge. To talk to us about the letter, please call 0345 111 0000. 3. Paying your charge. If you pay by direct debit, you don't need to do anything. The amount taken will change automatically. If you pay by standing order, please change your payment with your bank or building society. Note: in arrears and pay by direct debit or standing order. If your new charge is lower, we may keep your current direct debit payment. If you pay by standing order, we recommend you leave your payment as it is. This will help you pay off the debt faster. If you have concerns about this, please get in touch. If you use your EasyPay card, you can pay the new amount in the same way you always have, or using any of the other available ways to pay. Some of the options are mentioned under "Is there a simpler way to pay?" 4. If you claim housing benefit, we'll tell your housing benefit office the new rent and charge and the date it is due. Please check they make the change. Get in touch straight away if you need more information or think your benefit may be wrong. Also, get in touch for help to change your claim. Find out if you can claim other benefits and explain how you can pay charges not covered by housing benefit. Working out how much you need to pay. Quote, "Housing benefit covers all my charges," end quote. Please just check your details are up to date. Quote, "I just need to pay the non-eligible charges. Housing benefit covers the rest," end quote. You'll need to pay the amount shown as non-eligible on the front page of the letter. Quote, "Housing benefit only covers part of my charges," end quote. You'll need to pay the difference that housing benefit doesn't cover. Total charge minus housing benefit equals what you need to pay. Quote, "The government's under occupation penalty, bedroom tax, means I have to pay extra myself," end quote. Housing benefit should tell you how much you need to pay yourself. 5. If you claim universal credit, it is your responsibility to notify the Department for Work and Pensions what's your new rent and charges. Please do this immediately and check that they make the change. The amount of universal credit you get may change, but you need to make sure all your rent and charges are paid to us, even if the Department for Work and Pensions pay us directly. Talk to an expert. If you haven't told us you are getting universal credit yet, please get in touch straight away. We can help you understand the process and get off on the right foot. Get in touch today. Working out how much you need to pay. Quote, I now claim universal credit, end quote. Even if your universal credit payment doesn't cover all of your charges, you need to make sure the total charge is paid to us. Quote, my universal credit is paid directly to Riverside, end quote. This may not cover all of your charges. You still need to make sure all your total charge is paid to us. 6. Is there a simpler way to pay? Direct debit, the hassle-free way to pay. Make payments automatically so you never forget. Once it's set up, it runs itself and will give you advance notice of any change to your payments. Don't have a bank account? We could even help you set one up. Smartphone app or pay online. From your armchair or on the go. You can use a debit or credit card to pay on our website or download the free app from Google Play, App Store or Windows Store. Just search for All Pay. That's ALLPAY. There are lots of other ways to pay too. Go to www.riverside.org.uk/ways-to-pay. That's WAYSTOPAY to find out more. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2i Transcription Services. We welcome feedback and would love to hear any comments you may have about this transcription or our services in general. Please feel free to contact us. Telephone 01179 440044. Email info@a2i, that's the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, .co.uk. Website www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 27576.